Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about using your spiritual gifts. Just about everyone listening to this podcast has had the experience of looking for a job. It's not easy. We review job postings on all the staffing sites. We apply for jobs. We send out resumes. We go on interviews. Most importantly, we pray. When you are looking for a job, it can be difficult because you know you have a lot to offer. We think, if someone would just give me a chance, I know I could be a great employee. I can make a difference. I have experience, skills, talents, and work ethic to be a valuable employee. But I've noticed over the years that when it comes to serving God, when it comes to the work of the Lord, we often think we have very little to offer. We can arrive at a conclusion that ministry is for other people. After all, I'm not called to be a pastor or a missionary or anything like that. But we would be wrong. You know, if God posted his help wanted ads, they might read something like this: Kingdom workers needed immediately. Urgency of task and shortage of workers makes it mandatory that we expand our labor pool immediately. Recent resignations have left many openings. We hire regardless of gender, race, or age. Diverse backgrounds welcomed and even helpful. In the past, we have used peasants and poets, kings and fig pickers, fishermen and doctors, prostitutes, queens, young boys, and wise old men. Well, when you're born again, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, God gives you a new purpose for living. Your life has meaning. You can discover what he has placed you on this earth to do. And God, he never asks you to do something that he doesn't give you the ability to do. The Bible has a lot to say about spiritual gifts. There are at least 20 of them listed in the Bible. Now, we don't have time to define them all today, but you can read about them in these passages of Scripture: Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Ephesians chapter 4. Generally speaking, there are two categories: speaking gifts and serving gifts. I'm not sure these lists are exhaustive. It could be that they are exemplary. These gifts from God are different from our natural abilities. Everyone has natural ability, but only believers have spiritual gifts. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The Bible says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ." The word translated as gift denotes a very special kind of gift. It comes from the root word charis, which means grace. Peter is writing about a grace gift or a spiritual gift, which comes from the Lord. And Peter believes that each of us has received at least one spiritual gift when he states, "as each one has received a gift." These gifts of grace are to be distinguished from our natural talents, skills, and abilities. And what this tells us is that God wants to use our lives in a unique way. He has gifted and enabled us to serve him and others. God intends for your life to be a blessing to others. You have a particular role in the work of God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God has given you a gift to make this happen. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." And in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 7, "But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that." Your spiritual gift determines how God wants to use your life. Let me ask you, are you willing to allow God to use your life for his glory, to build the kingdom of God? Are you willing to say yes to God? If you refuse to use your gift, there are missing parts in the church. Your gift demonstrates how valuable you are to the work of God. And here's today's challenge: ask God to reveal your spiritual gift and how you can use it. He has equipped you for this very moment. experience the joy of being used by God. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, please help us spread the word by hitting the share button on your podcast app and share it on social media, or text a friend or family member and invite them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.